Hey guys, before we dive into the show, I wanted to tell you about my new trailer music toolkit, which is 100% free and you can download it right now over at richardprin.com/toolkit. This toolkit contains, firstly, my perfect trailer cue blueprint. It also contains a handful of one-shot samples, like huge trailer hits, pings, plucks, Brahms, booms, transitions, and downers. Perfect for beginners, pros, and everything in between. Okay, let's get into the episode.
Hey guys, this week I'm going to be doing a breakdown of the Corner Office trailer music. So this Corner Office trailer, this is my kind of trailer of the month. This is the one I want to dive into the music of because the music is so fantastic. So the Corner Office, for those of you who don't know, is a dark comedy, or black comedy, starring John Hamm, about this guy who works in an office, kind of like bleak environment, and finds a secret office where he can do anything. That's kind of all that's alluded to in the trailer, and we kind of get the idea that, okay, he can do anything, but there's something dark going on. And then obviously all of the people who he works with resent the fact that he seems to be just standing around not doing anything because he's in this corner office, air quotes, corner office. So because of this humorous element and kind of like this kind of like close psychological feel, you would expect the music to do what it has done, which is they have chosen some close solo string kind of quirky thriller stuff to play throughout the track. And also the nice thing is it's got a dramatic feel. It kind of, they've gone for almost overly dramatic given the nature of the movie. I mean, they could have gone full quirky weird, but they didn't. They kind of kept it almost like a thriller. Which makes it seem like a quirky thriller when you're watching it, which it might be. So we're going to dive into how the music has been used in the trailer and what you can learn from each section. So let's take a listen, and I'm going to start and stop and talk about individual parts, but we're going to dive straight into this. Now, we need to listen to the instrumentation, one, how it's recorded, two, and anything else that you think is supporting the visuals and the narrative.
Hello, Orson. We try to think about the floor.
Of course, naturally.
Okay, right, so immediately you're in this weird place where you don't fully know what's going on, but the boss has talked to John Hamm and he's been like, look, dude, we think about the floor, and you're thinking, what the fuck? So you're like, not sure what's going on. And the music supplies that. It kind of, this obviously the ticking clock, the clicks, the clacks, they give this sense of something coming, the impending drama, the impending doom. You know, that's the nice thing about the time passing, ticking clock gives you this sense of something is happening, and there is tension and there is pace immediately just by chucking those in. And we immediately throw in this solo cello, and with these lovely sort of string harmonics, which again kind of brings in this lovely quirky element to it. I mean, I actually would like to hear that again, just because I think it's really important that we start to kind of like, okay, go to ourselves, okay, well, what can we learn from this? How can we make our tracks better from watching this trailer? Straight in with the mood as well. That's the great thing.
Hello, Orson. We try to think about the floor.
Of course.
Okay, right. So the other thing is, obviously, they use the arpeggio to build into this stop down. But also, instrumentation. They're using collegno, which, for those of you who don't know, collegno is when you tell the string player to hit the string with the wooden part of their bow. And what that does for us as composers is it kind of combines two things. It allows us to play with tonal elements, so melody, harmony, because the string players are playing, it's not just rhythm, but it also gives us something percussive. So that collegno is immediately tying in with the ticks and the clicks and this kind of like immediate sense of time passing, this tension, this pace building. Straight away, we've got a sense of pace. Okay, so moving on. Now, this is kind of immediately got the feeling of like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And so far in this trailer, we don't know what on earth is going on. So my question to you is, does the music, as we continue, kind of give you this, enhance this disorientation, or does it give you a more solid foundation? You know, what is the music doing for that mood?
Naturally. I had gotten used to being one of the leaders. In my last job, I was determined to build up the same position at work.
That's how the coffee machine works. This is how the blinds work.
Whenever anyone looked at me, I fired off a broad smile. A smile disarms your opponent and makes them doubt their own enmity.
Okay, I gotta stop it there. This is so good. Okay, so in answer to my previous question, I think there is an element of it. I don't think it completely goes with this kind of like, we don't know where we're going. The music's kind of making us feel lost. The music kind of actually gives us a sense of purpose with this strong driving pulse. The thing that I do think gives us this sense of like unnerving edge is that kind of like chromatic descending line, which I think is brilliant, really nice touch. The other thing here is how much space there is. Let's have a listen again.
I had gotten used to being one of the leaders. In my last job, I was determined to build up the same position at work.
That's how the coffee machine works. This is how the blinds work.
Whenever anyone looked at me, I fired off a broad smile. A smile disarms your opponent.
Okay, here as well, notice there's this one sound that keeps getting used for the stop down. It's that sort of big, hard Collegno whack on the cello with a nice long reverb tail. Really nice, really simple tool that we as composers can offer to our track and the editors, where we can say, hey, you can use this for stop downs or for a cut. It's nice.
And makes them doubt their own enmity. I stuck to my schedule. When I first discovered the room, there was something special about this place.
Answer me truthfully. What is this room for?
Don't drag me into this.
I found a secret room, and when I work in there, I'm able to do anything.
A secret room?
It's just that most people aren't able to see it.
Were you on drugs?
Love all these beautiful little stops for the comedic lines, especially the smiling one. So again, we haven't really grown a huge amount, but that's not the important thing. There's just like tiny elements here and there. They brought in a different, slightly different pulsing section. So up until this point, which I would say is Act 1 and Act 2, we've just had the mood being set and a tense driving pulse that's kind of added with some quirky twists, with that kind of like lovely harmonic line, with the kind of driving chromatic line that comes in. But there's loads of space. It's phrase, space, which in this type of writing is so very important.
What are you doing?
What are you doing when you stand like that?
What are you talking about?
Do you have an idea what that's about?
It's very strange.
I say, fire him.
If he's allowed to stand there like that, then I should be allowed to practice Reiki in the break area.
Okay, another stop down for comedy. But here, change of tempo, change of pace, change of sound, which in musical terms, we're basically saying, hey, Act 2's arrived, or at least second half of Act 2. Something weird is happening. You know, with Act 2, we want to introduce the sense of urgency, which this definitely does. I mean, it's textbook, like, urgency, stuff's happening, everything's starting to get weird now. I mean, it started off a little weird, but he was just a guy starting his new job, smiling at people, really climbing the corporate ladder. Now everyone's like, he's just standing around. What's going on? Weird stuff is happening.
There is no room, Orson.
Didn't I tell you it was pointless to try and conduct psychological...
Okay, I'm going to stop there. Because we're thrown straight into Act 3 with, there's no room. You know, it was hinted at in the last section of the trailer where they were like, he's just standing around. And that's when the drama, the build of Act Three comes in, you know. And I love the way they've written this sort of to really kind of bring the sense of that forward.
Logical warfare against Pink.
You have secrets hidden in there that, for whatever reason, you don't want me to see.
But he's mental. Anyone can see that.
I did try to warn you.
I must insist that you stop going to it.
Okay, so again, this track has a lot of builds and stops, lots of builds and stops. Whether that was, whether this custom, I don't know. Whether it was an editorial job, I don't know. But again, we can take that forward from this. If we're writing in this style, this kind of like quirky, oddball, but also dramatic, intense, almost neoclassical solo string stuff, adding in these stops and starts, these interesting builds, these interesting elements, just means that there's so much to play with in the trailer, so much to work with in the edit, and that's really important.
Different from the other people here. I can tell.
Larson?
You want to tell me how far in advance all of this got worked out? Was I even one of the original intended victims?
What exactly is it that you want?
I just want to do my job. They don't care about you. You're a number in a column on a spreadsheet.
I could view the world as something ominous, looming. Or I could choose to see the light. I chose to see the light.
Brilliant. So we end the trailer with this like wonderful kind of classical sound, you know. Almost Vivaldi-esque, which, and actually, when you're in this world, listening to Vivaldi's writing is just inspirational, because you suddenly hear it differently. You go, oh, wait a second, you know, even just listening to the Four Seasons, his writing is so rhythmic, you know. I didn't hear it as that until I started writing training music, and then I sort of listened back to Vivaldi and go, oh yeah, this is rocking, you know. And I know you've got sort of Yngwie Malmsteen doing Vivaldi covers and Wells, so there was obviously all of that going on. But for me, hearing this, you go, oh, we can go back to the canon of classical music, Vivaldi, for example, and just take that and go, this is what I'm going to do with my Act Three. I'm going to go digga 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 digga, you know, kind of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the ending of that. I can't remember who's playing the guitar. I think it might be not Satriani. You guys are going to get so annoyed with me. I've forgotten his name. The one who's not Satriani and not Malmsteen. Steve Vai. Whew. It was a close call. Might have been Steve Vai. I can't remember. But that wonderful kind of like classical manic electric guitar playing. That's kind of what we want. This kind of like almost comedy, everyone's running around. Kind of like the classical version of the Benny Hill theme. So takeaways from this. I think the important one is the element of space and the stops and interesting elements that you could use as ear candy, you know. You could use as things that will capture the editor's attention, capture the producer's attention. They go, oh, this is actually really awesome. I love what you guys have done with this. Great, thank you. Then when it comes to Act Three, I know a lot of you find Act Three difficult when you're working with small instrumentation, because you don't have the opportunity just to kind of like chuck the orchestra in. But that's when you have to be a little bit more creative with it. You just say, well, okay, well, how about up until now I've been quite pulsy with the odd hint at fast rhythmical playing based around arpeggios or scales within the harmonic movement of your track. Then we'll get to Act Three. You can go, well, you know what, I'm just gonna go for it, and I'm gonna go, you know, just go nuts. Because if you don't have the scale of a full orchestra, then what are you left with? If you can't work with the layers, then you think, well, I've got to use these layers cleverly. I've got to go, well, let's introduce rhythm. And that's how we do it with these ones. That this trailer is brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. And the more I've watched it, the more I have enjoyed it. So whoever worked on the music for this trailer, good job. And obviously editors, great job. This is an awesome trailer. And the nice thing is it makes me want to watch the movie, because as the trailer progresses, I feel like I know less about it. You know, I go, oh, wait a second. He's dancing in the snow. Wait, what? I mean, what's going on? And this is what trailer's supposed to do. It's supposed to make me want to see the movies. And I want to see this. And if you did write the music, hit me up, because it'd be great to do an interview. This is awesome. Awesome stuff. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you got something from this. If you're working in this style, have a look at this trailer, watch this video again, and just see what you can eke out of it. And if you enjoy these breakdowns, every month on my website, richardprin.com, I do a Trailer Music Monthly, where I write about my feature trailer, which this is the one for the month. I also write out some 8 or so trailers that I think are worth watching for the music. I showcase some trailer music that I think is worth paying attention to, trailer music tools. It's basically a monthly trailer music focused newsletter for you guys, because I love trailer music. You love trailer music. Let's talk about trailer music. And the thing is, there are so many trailers, tools, etc. Sometimes it's incredibly overwhelming. So the plan with the newsletter for me was to do the work of the research and share that with you. So head on over to richardprin.com and click subscribe, and you'll be given the option to subscribe to the Trailer Music Monthly newsletter and or the Quiet Whisper, which is more focused on the mindset and the life of being a full-time composer. See you in the next video, guys.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening. I have something really, really exciting to offer you. I've put all 12 of my trailer music courses into a bundle called the Ultimate Trailer Music Bundle. And I've put it on for a very, very special offer. Head on over to richardprin.com/trailer music bundle to get your hands on this awesome deal.